This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, let's play Hero or Zero. I'm going to go through a list of names. You tell me whether this person is a hero or a zero. Everybody ready?
Oh, this
ready.
Is going to be
fun. Hero or Zero? Edward Snowden. Victoria?
Hero.
Hero. All right, Richie?
Zero.
Really? All right, so he
yeah,
kisses each other.
I give him props for many things, but in the end, I got to go zero.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon, hero or zero?
Kind of like a, me. I like Jimmy Fallon. He's sort of neutral. Is there one in the middle?
Yeah, see, that's where I was with Snowden.
In the middle?
Yeah. Right.
But that doesn't mean, I mean, that's the wimp out. Yeah, that's what Richie's. Every American becoming wimps because they don't take stands.
Well, I will on Fallon. Hero. I love him.
Hero.
Great.
Right.
Fantastic.
All right,
hero.
Sure.
Better
I'll
than Jared.
Okay. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Okay, so he's a hero. Both of you say he's a hero.
Okay. And I love Jay.
Chelsea Clinton, hero or zero?
I love Chelsea, hero.
Okay.
See, here you do it again. As a person, I think she's a nice person, but yeah. You know what? Her mother would do anything to be president, and she's
No, it's not about her mother. This is Chelsea Clinton. No other
zero.
Connection. She's a zero. All right? And you say she's a hero. Is that what you said?
She's done a lot of great work for women.
She has. Yeah. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Your high school principal, hero or zero?
Oh, hero. I loved my high school principal. She was amazing.
Really? Richie?
Yeah.
Zero.
Why?
I got accused one time of cheating when I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Confronted the teacher with it when she wrote it on my test, and the principal decided not to believe me and to believe the teacher instead. So, zero.
Okay, zero. That brings me to something that's extraordinarily important. And this is a reflective question. I do a lot of things on this program to get you to think about how somebody, for example, you might put your boss in the hero or zero zone, or you know, people in your life. Just it's something to think about during the course of the day. But bringing me around to what you just said about a person accusing you of something that you didn't do, that really is I don't know how to best. We've all been there, and we've probably all done it. You've probably done it to somebody. You've accused them of doing something that they really didn't do, and you've probably had it done to you.
And you've gotten away with things that you did that you weren't ever accused of.
I think that's probably true as well. But I think more the focus is often on people who say you did something and you didn't do it.
Right.
And how you combat that. How do you get beyond it? How do you deal with that in your life? If you've had that happen to you, Victoria, how have you dealt with it? And this is the rhetorical question for everybody who's listening. Someone has, I'm betting, at some point in your time, in your life, has said, why did you do that? Or whether it's your mother, your father, your girlfriend, whether it was your children, your boss, it doesn't make any difference. If you've been wrongly accused of something, how have you worked your way through it, around it, or above it?
I have a very vivid memory. The first time this ever happened to me, I was in fourth grade. Mrs. Randolph, you suck. And she accused me of cheating on a test, which I didn't do. And I went home, and I was very upset. And as a very young, serious little Capricorn, integrity is very important to us. And I went home, and I told my mom, I'm being accused of something I didn't do. And luckily, my mom believed me, and we went right into the school, met with the principal and the teacher, and I stood up for myself, and my mom backed me up, and it was one of those moments that really solidified how important it is to have parents who believe you when you are really telling the truth. So ever since then, I was always taught to stand up for yourself.
How did your mother know you were telling the truth? How did your mother know you were telling the truth?
I think she just knew her kid and just knew that I was so upset about being accused of something that I think it was probably pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm. All right. Richie, you ever been accused of something that you didn't do?
Well, I told you my story of the test there. And hey, I was in the car business.
Okay.
I've been accused of hundreds of things I didn't do.
So, you sold me a lemon.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's funny because that really shaped me a lot, because my first year or two in the car business before I got into the wholesale side of it, which was the family business, I had to do the retail side of it to kind of learn the ropes. Mm-hmm. And people come up to you with a composer, like, they know you already. They walk up and they say, I know this guy. Watch this, honey. Watch me handle this guy. Not knowing how I'm going
to
treat them.
Predisposed as to who you were.
Predisposed, thank you.
Yeah.
And it teaches you how to not be on the defensive, but to counter the way they are treating you, so that then you surprise them in the way that they end up thinking of you. And it was really interesting to watch. It's a social experiment, because you get to be so nice to somebody who thinks you're the absolute biggest jerk on the face of the earth, and you're going to rip them off the thousands of dollars from their retirement fund, and you would old ladies' money and all that other stuff. And by the end of the deal, they end up going, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
And it really taught me a lot in those couple of years of how to deal with people. So people thinking that I would do something to them really taught me a lot, and I appreciate those few years I had.
I wonder how many people who have multiple siblings in their family think about their mother or father's favorite child, and if he or she got away with things that they didn't or couldn't, because there seemed to be favoritism under the circumstances, the things that your siblings got away with that they ought not to have gotten away with because your mother or your father had a distorted point of view. And I think this is real. I think a lot of people think this is real, and I think it is real in a lot of circumstances. There was a survey this week in the Journal of Marriage and Family focusing on mothers who get closer to one child than to others, and there is in that circumstance fault found where there ought not to be. And then, you know, there are a lot of other things that are in this survey, but what I took away from it is the special relationship between mothers and daughters. Oftentimes, although it didn't happen in my family, it was something that I saw in other families where the... And maybe this is part of just understanding life. Fathers like their daughters, mothers like their sons, and, oh, that's... I mean, look at the stories that come from the criminal world. My son would never do something like that. And you know, by looking at the guy, that he would do exactly what he's charged with doing. But mothers get blinders on when it comes to their sons. And oftentimes sons get away. The same thing with fathers, I think. I don't know that I would say that was the case with me, although I'm sure that my daughter got away with things when she was a kid. Mm-hmm. That, she did. I think my son was much more prone to that, frankly, than it was my daughter. But it's another good exercise, food for thought. 15 past the hour in a moment. What the government is doing to horses. Wait till you hear this.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Being there warfare matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
This is a focus on the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh, those guys.
Yep, bad guys. Those of us who grew up watching Westerns on TV and all of the horses that were there, and those of us who like horses these days, those of us who pay attention to animals large and small, you may or may not be moved by the fact that the Bureau of Land Management says they're going to kill 45,000 wild horses, sort of as a profit thing there. They used to remove them and put them on farms or ranches. They would take them off of their land, the Bureau of Land Management land. They put them on private farms. But now they seem not to want to bother with this. They don't. The wild horses, you know, it's like in any other circumstance, people say in the deer hunting season here, for as a matter of fact, where I am, we kill the deer because there's too many of them. In New York, they kill the rats because there's too many of them. And so out in the West, they think that these are commodities, and they just think, okay, we'll shoot them all because we got too many of them. I can't tell you that I think that there's any real merit to this. Frankly, there are a lot of people who would be happy to take. I remember taking horses and donkeys and stuff here that had been rescued. I find it...
There's no reason for this at all.
No, I find it very troubling.
At least the deer that they shoot in the woods behind my house, the county does, they take the meat and they feed the hungry with it.
I think I'll post a...
do that with the horses.
I think we'll post the story with a poll.
I'm on it right now.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Just posted at facebook.com DJB show. 21 after the hour.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Again in the music news, 23 and change past the hour. The family has announced a tribute concert in honor of Prince's memory. Stevie Wonder is going to highlight a Prince tribute concert in St. Paul, Minnesota on the 13th of next month. His musical friends all will be there, like Christina Aguilera, Chaka Khan, John Mayer, Tori Kelly, Anita Baker, Dougie Fresh, Luke James, Bilal, and Mint Condition.
Mint Condition's great. I saw them open for Prince the one time I got to see Prince. Yeah. Yeah, they're great.
Morris Day and the Time.
Even better.
Judas Hill. Liv
She's
Warfield.
Phenomenal. Yep.
New Power Generation. Third Eyed Girl. All performing at the Prince Family Tribute.
That is one heck of a lineup.
There will be a TV special wrapped around that.
I hope so.
You can be sure of that. Somebody will be there. October 13th. Next up, musically, the name Julian Lennon in the musical news today. Got a photography exhibit. He's been the star of 6 albums, but then he turned to photography a couple of years ago. Says, I'm always doing music, recording a new version of Saltwater, which laments poverty and environmental devastation, being time for Christmas. He has stripped away the harmonies of the original to make the song an expression of sort of raw, guttural pain. He says, this is more relevant than ever. What the blank are we doing to the world? That's a pretty good question, Mr. Lennon.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good question.
He's actually, I saw one of his exhibits, his photography exhibits. He's actually very talented. I mean, it's not surprising. You know,
magazines,
That's why he's a photographer now, is because he's more worried about the message of his song than he is the song itself.
Yeah.
You know, if you were Marvin Gaye and you're doing What's Going On, you were wrote the song first, and then he incorporated the message.
Yeah.
Julian Lennon is all about what the blank is going on with the world. I'm going to write a song about it, and it gets lost.
All right.
Well,
let's
he's gotten
move.
A good endorsement from U2. He's been friendly with them
with
and
Bono.
Has photographed them on tour. So.
U2 is another great example. The music came first, and then they incorporated the message.
Yeah.
You always said that they got their message from the Bible.
They do.
Well,
most of their music, I mean, incorporates some kind of biblical verse.
All right, next up, singer JoJo. Got a new single. This is her first album in 10 years. Been locked up in limbo battling with a record company. We've never heard that story before. She's been acting, apparently, so she can make some dough to pay her legal bills. New album, though, called Mad Love. What do you know about this, Victoria?
This is her fans are really excited about this. This is the first single called Mad Love as well. The album drops October 14th, and she's got a big voice, and her fans are just really happy she's back.
What's her background? I don't know. Remember her from 10 years ago.
Disney kid.
Oh, okay.
Nickelodeon kid for a long time ago.
I got it. There's the recognition factor. 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 3-time All-Star is also a 2-time American League MVP. He slammed 434 homers, knocked in 1,400 runs, and has a career .295 average. But lack of support knocked him off the Hall of Fame ballot.
And Gonzalez sends this one deep to left field. It is way back, and it is way out of here.
So where is Juan Gonzalez now? Juan is back in Puerto Rico, where he now owns the local semi-pro team in Vega Baja. Juan helps out around his community with the promise of minimal media attention. In 2007, Juan was named in the Mitchell Report as someone who reportedly had taken steroids. He's defended his innocence with little help from Jose Canseco.
So you were an eyewitness to seeing Palmeiro, Gonzalez, Rodriguez.
Absolutely. I injected them.
Jose Canseco, still sticking it to Juan Gonzalez. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said,
"We do not need magic to change the world. We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better."
You have the power to imagine a better world, to make a difference in your own life and the life of others. Your imagination flows from your unique genetic makeup and your personal experiences.
No one else on earth can duplicate what you have and who you are. You are truly one of a kind.
It's up to you to live up to the potential that is within you. Just imagine.
Imagine what you can do to make a difference in the lives of others.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert. expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Song is that we all love being here. Doug, Jenna McCurry. Meanwhile, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington focused on the most common traits of optimistic people. Are you an would you consider yourself, Victoria, an optimistic person?
Happily, yes.
All right. She's a happy optimist. Richie, would you consider yourself an optimist?
Stupidly optimistic.
A stupid optimist.
Yep.
Okay. So, how about you? Are you an optimist? Are you a pessimist? You have strong opinions? The interesting thing about this overview, public opinion and science have long held that optimists are going to live a better, longer life. If you look at the glass half full, that's better. There was a study of 100,000 Americans, American women, in fact, who proclaimed that optimists live longer. The study proved that upbeat people everywhere get more cheery. Pessimists are grumpy. What do you call me?
Captain Curmudgeon.
Yeah, but see, I'm not a pessimist.
Today you're okay.
My moments. I'm okay today. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But the focus on how long you live and how well you live is always on people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And these experts say that there are certain things about optimists that are kind of consistent. For example, optimists are more resilient. They bounce back from painful experiences faster than those who are pessimists. I think that's...
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
What is that? What are you doing?
I don't know. That's Victoria being very optimistic.
Yeah, I guess so.
Optimists are more likely to quit things due to their hopeful nature. Optimists are more likely to exercise regularly and are more proactive about living a healthy lifestyle. They're more grateful. Optimists are more grateful for good things and the good people in their life. They sleep better. They're more altruistic, and they are consistently quicker to forgive than those who are pessimistic. I think this is all fairly common sense stuff, isn't it?
Well, it would make sense that people, whether you consider them optimists or not, people who just have these traits, you would guess, would live longer.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You would think, you know, and ultimately, this part of the study that I read, ultimately, it all equaled their overall stress levels were a lot lower, which I'm assuming would then be tied with lower blood pressure, lower rates of heart disease. I mean, there's probably a lot of other medical things tied into that.
Well, you super beats are optimists.
I can't stand being around people who are pessimists. I fired a guy once.
Good for you.
Because he was just such a downer.
Yeah.
I mean, walking up and down the halls, just bringing everybody down. And I'm like, dude, I do not need that kind of energy running around here.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah.
And the forgiveness thing to me is really interesting.
Most important thing anybody can do is forgive and move on.
Yep. Forgiveness is really tough for a lot of people.
It is.
It's not an easy thing for people who are even optimistic. But that to move on and to forgive and to not have that weigh you down, someone else's negative actions towards you, if you don't let that go, that's only going to weigh you down. It doesn't weigh them down.
Nope.
Keep moving. My whole thing with, I mean, we talk about all the race issues in this country, and easy for me to say, but if you worry so much about what other people think about you, you are never going to get past anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be comfortable and with yourself before you can move on with not worrying about what other people think about you.
You gotta learn about yourself.
It takes
a lifetime sometimes.
It does.
I'm just getting there myself. I'm really just getting there. After all of these years of life experiences, and I've had a wonderful, fabulous life to this point. I've done extraordinary things, been to extraordinary places, met extraordinarily wonderful people all over the world. And yet I'm not figuring it out. I think most people, if they're living a good life, they're figuring it out all through their life because things change so much.
Mm-hmm.
You adapt to so many, to the people that are new in your life, to the new thinking that's around, and you know, otherwise you get stagnant. And if you get stagnant, you are going to be D-E-A-D. If you're not physically dead, you're going to be dead in your head.
Yeah.
The discussion of the protest in North Dakota has gotten some heat this week, and I'll take a little credit for that. The Dakota Access Pipeline, massive oil pipeline project, carry about 470,000 barrels of crude oil a day from the North Dakota oil fields over to Chicago. So it could be put on tankers and moved to where it needs to go to be refined. It's near the Native American reservation, and that seems to be the problem. Although yesterday when you looked at the suburbs, you said there were a lot of these pipelines that went near water. Either rivers.
When you look at a map of the pipelines that run across this country from Ohio east, it would be impossible not to travel somewhere over water, underwater, and not hit one of these things. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
So the oil spills that may come from these, are they close enough to water to have warranted or merit some further discretion? or discussion. That's what these people are
looking at the map.
How they get built? Are they Standing Rock Sioux tribe the only ones that are smart enough to say, "Hey, what are you doing to the water supply?"
I would hope that they think about the water supply before they even build it.
If these pipelines, we know they all leak. They leak. That's the nature of the business. They leak. Sooner or later, you have a car that has petroleum base, gasoline, oil, lubricants, and when you have had the car long enough, you park in the garage, look underneath it, you see leaks.
Right.
Leaks. That's what happens when petroleum is a lubricant, and sometimes it loosens up gaskets and seals and that sort of thing. And this is just sort of what happens. So these people seem to be the only ones with any common sense. They've camped on the reservation near where the water would be affected, and with that, apparently,
which is on their land, right?
Yeah, it is.
This is on Native American land.
Yeah,
that's another element of this. There are multiple tribes that have come together protesting this.
Yeah.
Why wasn't it now?
They put a pause on the construction again. My question would be, who was supposed to be watching this to check it out before they started building it? That's what
I think. Doesn't this all fall under the Army Corps of Engineers?
They know because of private.
Well, they're investigating it now. They're involved somehow. Yeah.
But this is a private pipeline. Let's hope it doesn't get violent, because it'll end up the same way as that thing in Oregon, 3 or 4 months ago, and they shot one guy and they chased him off of the federal land, which is an outrage. Anyway, that was one of the biggest things. You know, you can say what you will, good or bad, about Bill Clinton. One of the worst things he did, other than Waco, and Obama's followed in his footsteps, buy up more land. The federal government needs more land like I need another butt cheek. And so the understanding that we have the federal government buys up this land and that land, it's not necessary. As a matter of fact, there should be a wholesale change. I hope whoever is the next president looks at this stuff and says, what do we own all this land for? Let's get rid of it. We don't need all this land. What do we need all this land for? And then act appropriately or accordingly. But anyway.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who's been pretty much absent since he lost the nomination, he's been very vocal about this. He spoke in Washington, I think it was 2 days ago, before a crowd of about 3,500 protesters. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at his Twitter feed now, and last night he tweeted, "Stop the Dakota Access Pipeline, respect Native American rights, and let us move forward to transform our energy system." And he said, "When we destroy nature, we are ultimately destroying the human beings of this planet. We have to stop."
Yeah. Well, they're going to stop tomorrow. Speaking of protests, this weekend, you can be sure Columbus, Ohio will be a pretty uncomfortable place after the shooting of yet another black kid by a white officer. Merit isn't important here. It's just another white cop shooting a black kid. He had a BB gun. I think that was the story. And it looked like whatever he was going to do, it was identifiable as a gun. He got shot and he died in the hospital. Officers on leave. Department is investigating. Same old story. Yada, yada, yada. Why do they have to shoot him to kill him? Why don't they shoot him in the leg or something? Shoot him in the shoulder.
It seems like that's our question with all of these things.
Yeah. Because they can still shoot back.
With a BB gun? What's a BB gun?
He can't. If he could assess the situation, he wouldn't have needed the shot at all, shoot at all.
What time of day was it when this happened?
Wednesday night.
Yeah. So dark. Maybe there's there's benefit of the doubt goes to the
13-year-old boy wanted for questioning Wednesday night in an armed robbery.
Mm-hmm. Use a BB gun to conduct the robbery. Was that the idea?
I guess that's what the cop thought, and he didn't know whether it was a BB gun. I guess he just thought, armed robbery suspect has a gun.
Yeah.
Can you give me the gun so I can see what kind of gun it is? It's a BB gun.
That still goes back to Doug's question. Why are all of these instances shoot to kill? Why is it not shoot to disarm? Because then the kid can sue them later, and that's what they're worried about?
What kind of a shot do you think you need to be able to shoot somebody's moving hand?
No, I mean in the leg or something like that.
Okay.
And the cowboy laying down on the ground was able to shoot the bad guy still.
Yeah.
If you want to live as a law enforcement officer, you take that person out that is pointing a gun at you.
I wouldn't want to be in their position.
I wouldn't either. Jeez. And I think that's the big problem is who wants to be a cop now? Why would you want to be a cop now?
There are four police officers.
Right.
There are four police officers on suspension in the Framingham Police Department. 100 officers, four of them are on suspension at the moment for various derelictions of duty, including improper use of force, that kind of stuff. So, you know, to bolster what Richie just said, who wants to be a police officer?
Well, and then you have to look and say, okay, what about this armed robbery thing?
Yeah.
What is there? Was he the person that robbed the store? If so, shouldn't we be looking at that?
All right, sour taste. That leaves in all of our mouths. Sorry about that, folks. This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Lobster fever is hard to kick this time of year and definitely adds fun to scuba. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share the cure to keep your lobster season safe.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Lobster season for divers is an annual event. However, as fun as catching your own lobster dinner can be, a dose of lobster fever can easily distract you from the scuba basics like monitoring your air supply and situational awareness. So make sure you're comfortable and current with your scuba skills before adding another task like lobster hunting to the mix. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals. Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. We'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
Appears to me as I do the TikTok routine that it's 50 past the hour. Let's translate that to 10 minutes before the new hour. How's that for fabuloso? TikTok, TikTok.
Honey.
money, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group, and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Our time for travel news. Pauline Frommer from the Frommers.com website, the terrific Frommer's travel guides that so many people have relied on for such a long, long time, is here. I'm just printing out a boarding pass for a flight tomorrow morning that I'm taking to Los Angeles, Pauline, and I'm looking around at some of the things, the partners that the airlines have and how they break a leg. When somebody's promoting Hertz or the Hyatt Hotels or whatever it is, how much do they get? The people that they promote on their website are all partners with them, so they share somehow in the revenue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why big travel companies like the airlines, like the hotels, are trying to get you to book directly with them, because they get a commission if you then up and rent a car from them or buy some other travel product.
I found...
I think it varies by, a deal, as you would imagine.
Yeah, probably. I think it depends also on the site. I found... I think I asked you about this once, and I didn't think you didn't didn't know about them because I found them. They came to me as an advertiser when they first came to America. It's an Australian company called Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. Basically, software outfit. Then you go to them and they rank all of the. They give you a list of all the car companies in this circumstance. And I always go to Enterprise, but I find when I go to Vroom, 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 I've checked it. I can get a better price on Vroom, Vroom, Vroom than I can on the Enterprise website. Does that make
still,
any sense?
Because a lot of that has changed in recent years. You know, there's been a lot of consolidation. Pretty much all of the rental car companies are now owned by two companies.
Right.
And it's harder to get a deal than it was just 2 years ago.
Yeah. National, Alamo, Enterprise owned by the same family, and Hertz. Avis owns Hertz and Avis are two separate. I think it's three major companies, right? Hertz, Avis, and Enterprise, and then the others all sort of fall in underneath there.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Scam.
It is. Yeah. Right. Why bother to have a different name? Just put them all under one.
I'm going to open my own rental car company, Rich's Rental Cars. Doug, you want to join me? Rich and Doug's Rental Cars.
Rich and Doug's Rental Car.
More competition.
Yeah. Right. That reminds me. Asking that question, and especially from somebody who's named Frommer, travel agencies. When you need them now, how do you find the good ones? There's an article on the Frommer's website this week, and I think it really highlights how difficult it is. There are few and far between now anyway, but how do you know that you can trust the person? And using the example I just gave you about Vroom, Vroom, Vroom versus the car rental companies, how do you know you're not getting ripped off?
Well, you want to go with one who is a member of ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents, which is the big industry organization and has a $1 million bond from the agencies who are members of it. So if they screw up, you can get your money back if you're with one of those agencies. You want to talk to your friends. They may have had good experiences, and about 1 in 10 Americans actually still does book vacations through travel agents. So if you know somebody who trusts somebody, go for it. Also, you want to go to the real specialists. You don't want to go to a safari expert if you're booking a cruise. You want to go to a company with the name Cruise or Ahoy in its title. Because with cruises especially, if they sell a lot of them, the cruise lines give those agents perks to pass on to their clients. They can be really valuable, like upgrades, like free onboard credit, because that's the dirty little secret about cruising. Often the prices are low to get on the ship, but they get you once you're on and charge you for everything.
Oh, yeah, especially the Disney cruises, I've heard. All right, there's a focus on the Great Barrier Reef and all the people that are going over there. Ever been to Australia to see the Great Barrier Reef?
I haven't made it to the reef. Unfortunately, because of climate change, 90% of it is bleached, and people are worried that it's dying. It's a tragedy.
So it's causing a lot of people to go over there and see it, and now it's messing up because now they're with more people wanting to see it. It's hastening its demise.
I mean, there are things in tourism that are counterproductive, but there are many reasons, I think, why the Great Barrier Reef is dying, and many reasons you should go to Australia. Most importantly, the Australian dollar is being trounced by the American dollar.
Really?
So prices are much lower there, than they were just 2 years ago.
It's supposed to be a gorgeous place. That's one place I haven't been. We ought to go. Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's, FROMMERS.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.